Sinet? Is it? I know it's S-I-N-N-O-T, but we say Sinet, correct?
Sinet.
Sinet.
Yeah.
Sinet. Lily Sinet.
Yes,
okay.
It's Irish.
Oh, okay. Irish. Okay. There you go. Mm-hmm. And of course, the very handsome Bradley yes. Gregg. You know, so yes, you are surrounded by good-looking talent, Lily. You have all the talent, but we're simply here as eye candy for this podcast. And so we're here at, admittedly, sorry, Toga, my favorite high school was here on campus days on end for 25-plus years here at Shenandoah High School. And we're talking to you because you are the outstanding lead performer, one of two, and your role in Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, possibly the longest musical play on record. And with the local win, local honor, and we're going to get into my angst about last year, you're going to Jimmy's.
Yeah. Yeah.
How excited?
So excited. So excited. As soon as I knew that the Jimmys were like a thing in eighth grade, I was like, I want to do that. That's where I want to go. That I made it like a goal. And yeah, I started working and just taking opportunities and being grateful for everything and just, yeah, and I did it. So
the one thing I do want to get out of the way, I love Liv. Last year, Amsterdam, Hadestown, crushed.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing individual, amazing. I adored Anything Goes. Caught you guys in a rehearsal. And just your talent and Anything Goes. Did I hear it right?
Yeah. That was 2 years
ago. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, that
was
sophomore year.
Well, you should have won 2 years ago. Okay, so now I'm okay then. So I don't have to worry about Liv. So Anything Goes,
yeah.
I was in love. When I left here, I was convinced that high school musical talent, the Capital Region, rocks. Everybody should be on Broadway. And I was like leaving like Oprah. You get a Tony. You get a Tony. You get a Tony. Because just that selection is a musical. And I'm like, you got 30 kids up there doing tap. And I'm like, hang on a second. This is like unheard of. And I think I saw 15 out of 18 rehearsals.
Wow.
And so I got the breath. I'm not an adjudicator by any means. I'm just a fan. So I'm like the worst judge. Everybody gets a 10. You guys figure it out. So I thought your role, you were absolutely wonderful. And I fell in love with you as a performer and things like that. And I've got my good friend and sports editor, his daughter was a Balsa Spa. But his wife taught Carrie Curvin. Taught at Chen, so and Will Springstead was a monitor. Yeah. So we all knew of they knew of you, and I'm like, hey, did you like? Oh my God, you're kidding. So that's where that came from. So your fan base was intact before the big announcement at the High School Theater Music Awards. But we're gonna put Bradley on the hot seat because I like to talk to the directors because this becomes your call. And then how did you come up with Natasha Pierre and the Comet and of 1812 for this year's group? Because this is your call. You're guiding this big ship. I didn't know it until I had to type it in as like this year's shows. Other than that, I knew nothing about it. So where did it come from for you? What does it mean to you? And why did it work for this group?
Sure. So I ask this question a lot, but do you want the short story or the long story? Or but you want the real story?
We want the real. We want the team.
Okay. So I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see how quickly I can get through all this, though. I'm gonna say 2 or 3 years ago, I was having coffee with a really, really good friend, and we were talking shows, and that title came up. I had never heard of it, and I typed it into my notes app and went home and fell in love with it. This was probably the year we were doing Adams, or maybe Anything Goes. I forget. It was a few years back. And it was one of those shows that you kind of fall in love with. And then when you really, really learn about what can make Great Comet, it's like, well, you're probably not going to do that in high school, you know? So it was just like in the back pocket, like a fan of the show kind of thing, you know? And then as we were coming into last year, I tend to look at the four-year cycle of what educationally, what are kids getting exposed to? And so I went back through Adams, and then we went Anything Goes, Contemporary with Legally Blonde, and I was like, man, they've never done something sung through. Maybe we should do an opera. And then started listening to that again, pulled it out. And it was scary. And I can tell you that I still remember last year, April, maybe early May, finally getting the rights and the contract and like not telling anyone. And a little bit being scared, you know, but like, are we going to do this? And my very good friend, Joe Gumper, who was our orchestra director for many, many years and would be doing the pit orchestra, I told him. And he had some really great questions. And we talked a lot educationally about things that are good for the students here. And I remember on that day, I was like, I think we're going to go for it, man. And he was like, let's do it. And then another favorite part of the story is we announced the show to our students in June at our cabaret event. And sometime maybe a month later, one of my absolute best friends, Betsy Stombach, who was the person who put me on to Great Comet 2 or 3 years ago, ended up applying for a job here. And we co-directed the show together. And Betsy came and just brought a tremendously unique and special vision to the show. And it was so I said I want to give you the real long story because it's a story that I will treasure forever, because the way that it came about was so much more than like, let's do this show. It might be cool. It's just, and the way life happens sometimes, that like this was absolutely meant to be.
Now, Betsy, prior to...
She was at South Glens Falls for 18 years. You know her from there. You've seen her students on stage at HSMTA performing every year. She is exceptional. And she's we're partners in crime together. And I just, everything about this experience has been really, really a highlight of my career.
So now we can feed the lore of Shen recruiting from all these school districts. Grant's expanding.
Her children are in the district. She does live in the district, and that was a big, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, because I think, did South Glens Falls do 2 years ago, they did Little Women? Is that South Glens Falls?
No, that was Glens Falls. Okay. Yep, yeah.
Which was mind-boggling, because heading into it, my wife is a quote-unquote theater kid, so she knows all. She's the critic. I'm just like, I can carry water, I can't carry a tune. And she's like, Little Women? What do you mean, Little Women? And I'm like, oh my God. Mm. They crushed. And I think they swept. And a lot of it, I think, was the uniqueness.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, and then until I saw Adam's Family portrayed at Proctor's, I was always like poo-pooing Adam's Family, because as a kid, I grew up with the black and white, things like that. And then when I saw it and the breadth of it, I'm like, oh yeah. And they said, and then they explained the same thing with Shrek. Shrek was the same thing. There's a breadth to it. What about Lily? I mean, from eighth grade, she sees HSMTAs, and she's like, I want to do that. I want to do that. I mean, what's this been like for you? Because you lose her in a week or two. Sorry. Sad face. What's it been like when she came across that stage as a young, talented eighth grader? To today, what's that been like for you?
Very, very special.
She always been this good? How much work did you put in with this?
She is a very special and exceptional performer. And she, I know that Lily has a team of adults in her corner. So I don't take any credit. I'm one of many with Betsy and with Lisa Franklin and with Freddie. And I'm just one of many who I think just feel really fortunate to have been a part of the Lily Sinnott journey for 4, 5, 6 years. Because she brings like the unspeakable passion and determination. She soaks up notes, and she does it all like so professionally and with a smile and with thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, I would never take anything, a percentage of credit for any of it.
Just, fan the flame a little bit and just let it grow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She's tremendous. Yeah.
And it doesn't happen all the time. You know, this is part of being an educator, as, you know, a director, you're educating and you're, you know, there's still growth for all. Young Lily. we talk about Anything Goes.
Yes.
Last year's Lily Blanc.
Yes.
Against the rival Saratoga, which is the most insane thing in the world. People should talk. Same weekend, same play. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. Let's break it up.
They're friends.
They're friendly rivals. We're doing, it's a double feature. See us Friday, see them Saturday.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Support the cause. What was your exposure to Natasha in the Great Comet? I mean, had you heard, known?
I had heard very vaguely of the show. I knew that, my best friend Dorian is such a huge fan. So obviously I knew because he was talking about it. And actually, side tangent funny story, I was auditioning for a Slock show and I had no idea what I was going to sing. I was scrambling to find an audition song. And one of my closest friends, Lexi, came up to me and was like, I have this song, it's called No One Else. I was given it, but you know, I don't see myself singing this at auditions. I listened to it, I was like, oh, this is really good. Maybe I'll try singing this. So I went up to Mr. Greg, I said, hey, can I have a little bit of audition help for this one song? It's from this show called Great Comet. And he said, oh, I've never heard of that show before. That's so unique, wow. I'll see if I can help you out a bit. And then, like, maybe 2 weeks later, we found out that the show was Great Comet. And I was like, are you kidding? So that was a big introduction into it. And it got announced at Cabaret, I think. Yes, Cabaret last year. Immediately, my family got into the car. And I said, let's turn on Great Comet. And we listened to the entire thing. I listened to it while I was getting ready for bed that night. I woke up the next morning, I listened to it. It was just so interesting, and I just remember feeling so excited and just like closing my eyes and picturing, wow, like we're gonna do this, and it's ambitious, but I think it's gonna be great.
And what's that like for you as a performer? Because Anything Goes, huge ensemble talent,
of course.
How many were in your tap ensemble? I've got 30 in my head.
But. Yeah, maybe around 25, 30.
Okay, 30. Said the former tap child. See, it's like, I know. This is one of those things you didn't know. Stan took tap. There's nothing else to do. Very, very small town. And we didn't even have small fry football. Or age out of football and need something else. Anything Goes. Legally Blonde. Okay. Good. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. Yeah. Fun, fun, fun. Great Comet. What's it? I don't want to say that Lily Blonde was an off year, but just the stretching as for a director with Anything Goes. I mean, and the set being phenomenal. And everything goes into that, and the moving pieces within Anything Goes. And then we do Lily Blonde. It's got some great things. And then Comet, is it kind of like, we've been very good. We know we can do this. Now, is this swinging for the fences, going for the home run with Comet, do you think?
Yeah.
Intimidated?
I think more intrigued and excited. Whenever I have a quote unquote negative emotion, like nervous, intimidated, I try to find the good in that. I try to go, well, I'm really excited to see how this will turn out, or I'm nervous, but I'm prepared. And I try to focus on what I can keep in my hands and then just let everything else fall into place.
All right. We're gonna go to Little Lily.
Sure.
Were you Were you singing and dancing and twirling at inappropriate times at family events or in church and things like that? And it's like, that's my musical daughter, and this is what she's going to do. Or did you find music and performing, or performing and music find you?
I remember my first show was with Max, actually, Snoozy Snowflake. Mm-hmm. Shout out SCT, Saratoga Children's Theater. It was a summer production, and my sister had actually been doing theater before me, and I had seen her shows, and I wanted to do that. So my mom signed me up when I was old enough, and I think I put I might have put this in my speech. Whoa, but or something. But I remember walking over and seeing the big kid show, which I think was Cinderella that year, and I just remember being like, I cannot wait until I'm old enough to do that. I don't want this stupid karaoke track. I want the real stuff. I want to do this. And I just loved it ever since. I would always talk about it. I would always be asking my mom to do more musicals. I would always be like waiting until summer so that I could do theater again, because I was too young for community theater, or I didn't really know what it was. And it was just pure excitement and joy always.
To date, mm-hmm. What's been the favorite?
Favorite musical I've been in?
Don't have to say Comet, but if you do, that's okay.
I gotta say Comet. I have to. It's just, it's like nothing else. There's been no other show that has ever come close to being not only the experience, but also just like the source material of it is so interesting. It's like you have the electropop rave vibes, and then you have like opera. It's crazy. Well, Miss Stomach was always saying antithesis. Mm-hmm. So, but it's just, and the scale of it was just incredible, and diving into the character and just knowing her layers, knowing her story, figuring out her relationships with other people, and also my relationships with other people, and like seeing eye to eye with a character that I've never really experienced before was really so special to me. And it will be something that I will never forget.
How many top fives at High School Musical Theater Awards have you been invited for? Top five. How many callbacks have you gotten through your, to make the Saturday show though? How many times have you been? So, twice? Anything?
Oh, wait, for awards?
Awards.
So, sophomore year, in Anything Goes, I was called back to be in the top 10.
Yep.
And then junior year, I won Best Supporting for Serena and Legally Blonde. And then this year, I won.
What's this? Again, I always use the sports analogy, and I apologize, but it's part of my DNA, is that I feel, and again, covering high school, and this is why we had this conversation the other day about how do you react as a journalist when somebody wins a title? And sometimes like, you're okay, I'm just doing the thing, you know, I'm gonna talk to this one, I'm gonna talk to this one. And then there's some that strike you, and a lot of times it's been some of the Shen teams, because I followed them throughout 6, 8, 9 games. So like, I know the kids, I know the personalities, the coaches are legendary. They've been here 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. So when those kids win, I get a little weepy for a moment, and then I do the job. And a lot of it is because they lost the previous year or 2 years ago. So then when they win, it to everything to me. My second this year, next year I'll be a first. When you've been so close and you spiritually want it to happen and it doesn't, you learn and grow and accept. But then when you get it, it feels different. It doesn't feel like lightning in a bottle. It's like, this was earned. This is the effort. This is the payoff. What was it like when, dear friend, Roman Mangione announced your name? What was that like?
It was like incredible. Just, I keep saying pure joy, but pure joy. I remember all of us nominees were sitting backstage and we were all in a circle and we were holding hands and just talking about how much we loved this experience and we loved meeting each other and just being grateful for everything and all of us. And I still think that some of them are just like amazing. Like, I'm not still. I always think that they're just amazing and I cannot wait to see what shows they will absolutely crush. But yeah, Roman called my name and just all of them, like, they all got up and it was like a big hug. And then I went on stage and like the applause was just crazy. It was. And I just remember like just crying and being like, whoa, like this is awesome. Like I did it. Just thinking of my family and my friends and like just like a wave of just yes and amazing.
And you get credit, and Freddie and everybody else, because you do have a hand in this. Nurturing the talent, managing the talent at times, managing a personality, managing multiple teenage personalities. God bless you for that. Herding cats that like are on speed. But what's that like for you? I know what I'm like in the side, because I'm like, who am I going to talk to? Because I already know I'm doing the podcast. I'm like, who's it going to be? Is it a hometown hero? Is it like, you know, is it in our coverage area? Da, 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 da. And then obviously, you know, I had my, you know, racing favorites. I did my handicapping for my own purposes. But I have a rooting interest just for my own edification. But for you, I mean, what's that moment like for you when you see success of teenagers that you have been a part of their life? What's that like for you? He's like, I didn't think this was gonna be this hard. I thought this was about Lily.
It is, yeah. I've been really fortunate to, you know, be a small part of students' journeys and as they, you know, audition for college programs and music and other things. So it's like you're always just so happy for them on the path that they're on. But in 16 years, this is probably, I'm not sure I could describe the elation. I think all I heard was Lil when they started to say her name, because I just was, Lil and I had talked early in the day before and done some, just some check-ins on, you know, what's in our control, what's not in our control, and whatever happens, where her next step is next year into her college program, and just, I guess, accepting all potential outcomes. So I think I just wanted her to have a great night and a great closing of the show, no matter what, and then get ready for Marymount. And so then when it happened, I think I was, I don't know, my whole body was overcome with something for a student who had shared that, you know, I've been thinking about this since eighth grade.
And this is kind of, you know, the great thing, and I just found out through our conversation with Max, was that Slock sponsored High School Musical Theater Awards for decades, and then it's moved over. It's the 10th year at Proctor's, which is pretty awesome. How important, because we don't have this in anything else. Because when you look at sports, some sports will have the senior game, where if you're seniors, y'all get together and have a good time and people come. But what does this night mean to you? And it's going to heaven again. But to you, because as a senior, everything becomes yours. It's everything's last rodeo. This is your last show. This is your last dress, your last tech, your last opening, your last closing, your last striking and things like that. And then you get the opportunity at Proctor's and it's your last audition and it's your last waiting for a callback. How exciting, daunting is that for a senior performer?
I definitely had a lot of anxiety surrounding it because I knew what was in my control was putting out the best performance that I could. And I knew that I was capable of that, but I was still very nervous. But I view HSMTAs as just a time of gratitude and a time of making new friends and like new people, new experiences, seeing shows that I didn't get to see, supporting everybody, and just giving everybody a hug and just saying, I'm proud of you. This is amazing. Look at our art. Look at what we've all created. And yeah, I'd sum that up with gratitude.
And with that, how important is, like I said, nobody else has this. This night where 23 schools performed and had the opportunity in one way, shape, or form to be out there, to be recognized in front of a packed house. Packed house, 2,000, Gene said on stage, Gene Leonard, you know, as an educator, as a director, as a fan, you know, in this work and genre, how important is this night?
There's really nothing like it. We started like becoming a part of the HSMTAs in 2022. So, you know, we've been there the last 5-6 years out of the 10 or so. And every year it's like our kids look forward to it. We look forward to it. I think it's regardless of nominations, I'm echoing all the same things that Lily said. We just love being a part of with all the other schools in the Capital Region. When there's a special thing and you get to be a part of the conversation for an award, that's always like, it's like an extra cherry on top, but it's, there's nothing like the opening number at HSMTAs and everybody's applauding. And I just think it speaks so much to what we all value in the arts.
Director standpoint, coaching standpoint, are you handicapping in the audience going, oh, they did that really well, didn't they? Boy, that was on my short list.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Are you like kind of cribbing some notes going, got the note app going?
Not the note app.
Maybe, 3 years maybe, looking at what's coming through the pipeline?
Maybe not so much that, but it's nice that during like the tech and the week of, you get to rub elbows with other directors and teachers in the area and you get to become friends and then share ideas. So like, there's a lot of that happening. There's a lot of us talking about, you know, hey, how is it for TAP your first year? Hey, how is it for this? So like, yeah, we're totally doing that while the kids are on stage first.
Obviously I'm here because you are one of outstanding performers. And your work's not done. We joked around, and I prepped you, which because you're a young lady, I did. Max, I put on the spot, and Max was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And it was so much fun. So you win, but work's not over.
Yeah.
You've gotta go to Broadway. You're going to what I call theater combine, where you're immersed and put through the paces and coached like no other time, like sensory overload of everything you do. You've got somebody there to help you become even better, even a bigger, better Lily. How excited are you to know that you're going there, to be a part of that?
I'm so beyond excited and elated. And I just can't wait. I'm just so excited.
Olivia, who was the lead North American tour of Almost Juliet, mm-hmm. who last May walked across her high school stage as a senior in Texas, mm-hmm. then went to the Jimmys for the third time.
Yeah.
And won the top award.
Yeah.
And then she's boom. We see her the same stage you were on.
Yeah.
She was there a couple weeks before. So many doors can open and things like that. What's your path right now? And could it take a left-hand turn if a phone call comes in? So what's your plans right now?
I am going to go to Marymount Manhattan or Northeastern NYC come June 30th for a BFA in musical theater. I am going to focus on school, focus on making myself better, and probably auditioning for things in the summer. And focusing on getting my degree.
The are you ready for the Jimmys? Because it's boot camp. It's work. It's, you know, they like to put the fun and games up on socials.
Of course.
But they also put up, like, seconds of the hours that you're in singing and dancing and ensemble and things like that. What are you hoping to get out of it? Because, again, last rodeo, there's not a second chance at Jimmy's for you, unfortunately. So what are you looking to take out of this one?
Just as much as I can. I want to make, obviously, I would love to make friends, meet people, make connections, but also just absorb all of the notes that I get and just hone my craft and make sure that I can be, again, the best that I can be, not only on Proctor's stage, but up on that stage when I'm also performing as Natasha.
We always like to hear, it's not a competition, but it is a competition because you want to make the main show.
Yeah.
You know, have you watched the Jimmys in the past?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. So you and I are there Monday night watching the YouTube.
Of course.
Looking for people we know.
Totally.
How are you with the talent on screen? Because I'm like, again, seeing 18 out of 23 and things like that. I'm thinking everybody's top notch. There's nobody better. Everybody's crushing it. Mm-hmm. We're section two. We're the capital region.
Oh yeah.
We own this. And then I'm watching this on YouTube, handsome Josh Groban, and available for podcasts. Just look, call me Josh. I'm astounded. I'm like, this is next level.
Yeah.
It's JV to varsity. It's varsity to college. It's college to pro. It's the next step up. Are you excited to take that in, and then can that through osmosis just, you know, high tides rise all ships? So are you hoping that that will also put you up in the upper echelon of the show and in the future?
Yes, definitely.
Nervous?
Well, yes, but I feel like that's pretty normal.
Through Max found out you have 6 songs.
Yes. Correct?
2 from your show.
Yes.
And then 4 that you select.
Yes.
How hard was the 4? Because Max was like down to like, he had like 2 hours, I think, left to submit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How hard was it?
Definitely very stress inducing. I remember I went into the music office, so stressed out, brain fogged to the max. And I remember we all sat down. We were like, okay, let's do this. And like, how much we had, like, what? An hour, maybe? And we looked through the song list. We were listening to songs, editing essays, editing bios. It was definitely time crunch. But, I mean, I had the help of Mr. Greg and Ms. Stombach, which made it so much better.
Usually I save the hardest question for last, but we're doing something very hard for the last, which we already talked about.
Oh, yeah?
Usually I ask what's next. We're like, we're kind of sort of there because you've got school on the 30th. So it's either going to be one or the other, or are they 2 schools you're picking from, or is it 1 school?
So it is a merger.
Okay.
So Marymount Manhattan is what I applied to and got into, but they are being bought by Northeastern. Okay. So it will now be Northeastern's New York City satellite campus. But my program isn't changing very much.
Okay. So you're set for school.
Yeah.
Unless the phone rings and a bag of cash. Who knows?
Depends.
You're open.
I'm open. I'll be open.
Okay. What's the summer going to be like? Are we going to see you on a stage this summer, or is it kind of like talking to some of the community theater actors is taking a rest for voice and things like that? Or you have auditioned and are waiting or hoping to audition for something you can share?
I'm gonna be resting.
Okay.
I also, college is coming up. I need a job. Okay. So, you know, hopefully you can catch me being a barista somewhere.
Okay.
A
song and a cup of Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
There we go.
Maybe. Get those tips. But I'll be, hopefully, with a job. I'll be hanging out with a lot of my friends, going on trips, hanging out with my family, just soaking in all of my home time before going off to the city.
Okay. We're on a time crunch, but I want to get this in.
Okay.
Lily's advice to future Lilies,
mm-hmm,
regarding theater, preparation, practice, what would you say to your younger self that you've learned?
Just be yourself and don't be nervous to sing loud or to dance in the front row, and be kind, be generous, and always be grateful, and always stay listening, because you can always have more notes and you can always be better, and pay attention.
Bucket list role? Bradley's like, I don't know this one.
I loved Jagged Little Pill ever since I've seen it at Proctor. So I think I've always been saying Joe from Jagged Little Pill. Fantastic role.
For now.
For now.
Until the phone rings.
I don't know.
I'm putting it out there.
Until the phone rings.
Yeah, walk away power is the ultimate power. So you can always say, ah, you know what? I've got class. I've got. Oh, we're going to do this over the summer. Oh, okay. I'll consider.
Mm-hmm. I'll think about it.
All right. So for the second time in the history of the Tell Me Your Story podcast, mm-hmm, we're going to have somebody very, very talented take us out with a few bars of something. So what are you going to take us out with?
I think I'm going to take you out with No One Else from Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812.
All right, here we go. Will you send it? Take us out.
Do I just go from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Does the piano work?
I'll just... done this all before or something.
Okay. We've done this all before. We were angels once. Don't you remember? Joy and life inside our souls, and nobody knows, just you and me. It's our secret. This winter sky, how can anyone sleep? There was never such a night before. I feel like putting my arms around my knees and squeezing tight as possible and flying away like this.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
I will be on the screen Monday.
Of course.
Cheering at the house.
Oh.
So my wife and the cats have to run.
Of course.
Because every time I see you, I'm like, where's Lily? Where's Max? So best of luck.
Thank you.
And thank you, Bradley, so much for being here and surviving this emotional podcast. But thank you for taking the time, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to be back next year.
Yeah.